sitting by the fire, just about to peel an orange. But before I do that, I really have to let the dog in. He's just gone out. It's not stayed out for very long. Done a little bit of barking. Come in here, you. Right, that's him. Lock up the house for the night. Yeah. There we are, back to peeling an orange. You know the one about two people who are fighting about an orange. They both wanted the orange. And so how was the compromise? Well, I won't try and tell you a story, but the answer is that one wanted the orange peel and the other wanted the insides of the orange. So everyone could be happy. What does that prove? I don't know. I think I read it in a book about negotiations once. Yeah, it's been particularly cold, maybe the coldest weather of the year in Ireland. Yeah. I spent a good deal of time today working on that poem. I must show it to somebody. Also, I've been doing the New York Times spelling bee puzzle or daily challenge. I paid what I thought was very good value subscription to the New York Times not long before Christmas. And I decided there was too many good things in the New York Times, so it would be good value. I think I'm paying about $1 a week or something. Maybe even less than that. $1 a month or something for the year. I'm eating an orange now. It was particularly enjoyable to listen to SM2N. Time and tune today. But I have to say, something Simon said puzzled me. He's not happy with a piece of music that he made for the Secret Santa activity. And I'd sat at home and said to myself, oh, I really like this. And I haven't had time to say it to him, but when I heard him talk about his disappointment, I thought I'd better find out more about that. You know when somebody is disappointed in their own performance, on anything really, and you're impressed with their performance? It's an interesting conversation to be had, exploring each other's reasons for holding the view they've formed. Why did I consider that Simon's piece of music was, well, I thought, very attractive to me? And what can you actually say in the end of the day about a piece of music? You either like it, I mean, I suppose if you're a musicologist, you can talk about technically this or that. But I'm somebody who gets a surge of either, oh, I like this, or else, oh, yuck, when it comes to music. So anyway, Simon, if you're listening to this, maybe we can make time to have a bit of a chat about it. Otherwise, I like the experience of starting to climb the hill of January again. Has anybody been watching Shrinking? That's the TV show I've become pretty attached to. Shrinking. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I like it. Do I like it enough to go and turn it on? I don't know, really. I'm sitting here in the dark with barely the light of the fire. Is there anything left in there? No, I think it's all gone. And a bit of heat. Ah, yes, there is. There is a flicker. Maybe I'll try one piece of wood in there. Just to see if it'll go on fire. Yeah, let's just see what happens. So, third day in January. I'm still here. All sorts of things happening in the world around me. And I'm still here. That's something to celebrate, isn't it? There we are. Have a good sleep. Sleep is very good for us. Yes, I read Matthew Walker's book once. Oh yeah, sleep is ever so important. Cheerio for now. Tatty bye. All the best. And yeah, be sure to play. Good evening.